Never get a Flames before that Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, the next episode. The reason why I played Flames today, actually, there is because I saw Cara last night. Very lucky it didn't end up in flames. Yes, there was a young gentleman who's obviously on his summer holidays. I'd say probably heading towards maybe college years. Maybe he finished his Evens or something like that. I don't know, but I managed to just catch a glimpse of a row going on, a full-blown row with him and his mother. In the front of the car with the L and the N plates up and the whole lot. And I kind of went, oh, I know what's going on here. I've had that before. I've spotted this. Yes, he was being taught to drive by his mum on the very busy, busy streets of South Dublin. I will tell you this much. It looked like they were having a proper Bernie behind that wheel. I'll tell you that. And I've seen this a million times because I think more often than not, when it comes to your parents teaching you anything in life, it becomes very, very difficult. Okay, it's just like, it's one thing getting a teacher or someone who's actually qualified to teach you, but when your parents do it, they have a very specific way. And that way is called my way and nobody else's way. And sometimes it doesn't always work. For instance, there are six different stages you go through whilst learning to drive with a parent.
The six stages of learning to drive with a parent. Number one.
Dad, thank you so much for this. I'm so excited. You know, I'm 17. I just feel so ready to drive.
Shut up and get in the car.
Okay.
Number two, your mother accuses you of being Jon Snow.
So, Mammy, I'm really excited today. No, I read a manual and I know exactly what to do.
You know nothing, James O'Reilly, nothing.
Number three, perseverance.
That's good now. Goodbye. Indicate. Now, oh, very good. Oh, yeah. Gee. Goodbye, yeah. Oh, turn. Okay. Turn.
Oh, yeah.
Turn for sake! Turn! Break! Break!
Number four. Surprise.
Just straight ahead, ma'am.
Watch out for the pedestrian!
Where?
About a mile down the road there, but you can't be too careful.
Number five. Regret.
I just wanted to learn to drive.
Number six. Triumph.
I don't think this is really worth it for either of us. I think maybe you might need to go and get lessons with an instructor. Yeah!
Oh, yeah, the excitement once you get with the instructor, you're like, yes, finally, yes, praise Lord, baby Jesus, yes, you are the man, yeah. Now I can finally learn the rules of the road without getting my parents' bad habits that I've been correcting them on for years. Did any of you? Were any of you? Is it possible that maybe several of you out there were told to drive by your parents incorrectly? I don't know. Get on to me now at 0874-100-102. Here's Dennis Lloyd. It is Today FM. We're talking all about your parents teaching you to drive and some of the bad habits that you can pick up. Oh, yeah, glorious. Pokemon song, Ferg. I absolutely love it. You're a legend. Big up to my very good friend, Pamela Joyce, as well, who is belting that out on the motorway at the moment. Oh, man, the memories. I came back into the office after lunch and that Pokemon song was on. Brightened up me day. Tune. Learning to drive with my parents was mostly okay. There were a few incidents where I told my dad to get out and walk if he didn't like it. Started being told by my dad to drive at 12. His advice was, know the width of your car. And that comes in from Pa. Yeah, that's very important. I own a van that I bought a couple of years ago for the show, to kind of promote the show. And it's a left hooker. No, not what you're thinking now. It's the steering wheel's on the opposite side of the car. It's American yoke. So, in fairness, it's hard to drive it. Plus, it's about 6 foot wide. So when you're on Irish roads, it can be quite difficult to maneuver with this yoke, particularly from driving on the left-hand side and the fact that it's American yoke. I had the biggest row with my parents about driving. I abandoned the car once after several failed hill starts attempts. Hill starts are probably the worst, I think, when you start driving first. Initially, when you start, it can be an absolute pain in the ass. My parents taught myself and my three brothers to drive back in the early 90s. We all hold full clean licenses and passed our tests on the first go, except for the youngest. My three brothers, between them now, drive buses, cranes, haulage trucks, vans, lorries to do with their day-to-day to work. I think that my parents did a great job. From Lisa, who's en route back to Cork after a lovely week with her parents in Cavan. Well, we can't paint everyone with the same brush, can we?
Today FM.
This week on... Yeah.
Oh yeah, Ariana Grande, no tears left to cry. Loving this message. Fergal Darcy, you're a bit of a twat going on about that SH1T, about parents teaching their kids to drive. I taught three of mine and they all have their full license a long time now and they're still talking to each other too. Don't paint us all with the same brush. From Brenda. Brenda, first of all, I did say that I'm not going to paint everyone with the same brush. We said that. We said that, Brenda. Sorry about that. God. You need to take it out and pour Ferg here back in the studio. Did not to no one. Come on, Brenda. Smarten up, will you? And I got Deirdre on the line. Deirdre, how are you? Are you well?
Hi, Ferg. How are you?
I'm good. Deirdre, how did you get on with the whole ordeal of teaching kids to drive?
Well, I didn't teach my son to drive, but I did it in between his practice, you know, with his instructor with him.
Yeah.
And it was a fairly, I don't think I had a grey hair before we started doing it. And I am fully grey hair now, not at this stage. Look, he passed his test in the end anyway, which is the main objective. But his sitting in a passenger seat and there's walls and there's poles and there's things coming very close to the side of the car. It's a scary...
It's an experience.
Yes.
I can tell you, Mammy Darcy was the exact same way now when she brought me out in the roads. I was telling her, oh yeah, I've had two lessons, I'm an expert. And she'd be looking at me going, that's a bit confident for my liking now, Fergal, but hop into the car. And you'd hop in and literally the hand would be going across your chest, like she'd have the hand across. You know the end of Riverdance where Gene Butler and Michael Flatley turn and face each other and they snap the hand across each other's chest? That's the way Rita Darcy's hand would go, that quick. She'd be like, slow down, Fergal, right? That's what she's having.
Or find the imaginary brake on the passenger side of the car.
The foot stamping on the ground.
Yeah.
No, I'm loving that. I'm absolutely loving that. And fair play to you for being honest. As I said, look, not everyone's the same. Like, and to be honest, I think I would be if I had kids, I think I'd be a rubbish instructor. I'd be straight away, lad, learn from the professional. Don't come to your dad. You know. Anyway, listen, it's been lovely chatting to you.
Okay, Perk. Thanks,
have a lovely day, Dee. Neva's got in contact. My father was teaching me to drive. And being confident. Enough he told me to drive the car around the back of the house when he was not in the car. I was coming around fine, getting closer and closer to the wall with every second. He stood in front of the house shouting, brake, 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 to which I responded with accelerating, accelerating, accelerating. He then had to dive out of the way of the car, thus me driving into the side of the house from poor old Niamh. Ah yeah, these things happen. Well, this one's for you, Niamh. It's called Runaway. It's by Galantis. For the car that ran away.
Think I can fly. Fergal Darcy. Today FM.